This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As the holidays approach, experts are worrying about the increasing number of people going to the hospital with COVID in parts of the North and West. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Virus trends are improving in places like Florida, Texas, and other southern states. But COVID-19 is spreading north and west, heading into the winter, as people go indoors, close their windows, and breathe stagnant air. In recent days, a spike was reported at a college in Vermont linked to Halloween parties, and a Boston elementary school had to close. In Michigan, the Metro Detroit area is considered a hot spot with nearly 400 COVID cases, and hospitals are overwhelmed in New Mexico and Colorado.
The jury will not be in court this morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but prosecutors and defense attorneys will be. They'll be working out how jurors will be instructed when they get the case next week. An attorney for one of the white men standing trial in the death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, has told the judge he doesn't want any more black pastors in the courtroom. Attorney Kevin Goff saying he sees it as an attempt to influence the jury.
There's only so many pastors they can have. And if their pastor's Al Sharpton right now, that's fine. But then that's it. We don't want any more black pastors coming in here or other Jesse Jackson, whoever was in here earlier this week, sitting with the victim's family trying to influence a jury in this case.
The Reverend Al Sharpton says this is insulting the family of the victim. Those four astronauts have arrived at the International Space Station after a ride on a SpaceX capsule, three Americans and a German. They'll spend the next 6 months at the space station. A House committee investigating the January riot at the U.S. Capitol building won't get the Trump White House records they want for now. A federal appeals court has temporarily blocked it. This is AP News. A ninth person has died after the tragedy at the music festival in Houston a week ago. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
22-year-old Barty Shahani was supposed to graduate from Texas A&M University in the spring. She and her sister, Namrata, were at the Astroworld Festival. They were holding hands. Then came the crush of fans.
Once that happened, the next time I saw her, she was in the ER, unconscious on a ventilator.
Travis Scott was the headliner. His representatives say he is distraught by the situation and has been trying to connect with the affected families. Shahani's mother, Karishma, is also distraught.
I don't know what to do now without Marty. How will I live without her? I want my baby back.
Scott's attorneys have said he did not know about the deaths and injuries until after the show. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 158 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.